but verse 87. Sundarya Shri Padakamalayor Lalane Sapitaya. So here, this Sripad is saying, I'm fondling them. That's all. I'm fondling them. And I'm bewildered by that. And here is so much involvement. So now he's looking to see, is anyone there? I'm alone. Now Vishnath in his Mantri's Srup, he's alone. Because sometimes the Mantris are in the Kunj alone with Radharani. Sometimes they're with other Mantris. And the Sakhis, in the intimate exchanges of Radha and Krishna, all the Sakhis are long gone. They're in their own individual Kunjas, resting or waiting for Krishna or whatever. So now it's one Sakhi, it's Rupa and Rati Mantri, or it's you and your Guru Sakhi, or it's you and Rati Mantri, or you and Tulsi Mantri. All these combinations are possible. In the realm of meditation as a sadhaka, Raghunuga sadhaka, and of course in the Nitya Dham, at the time of perfection, Siddha Avasta. So now he's looking, are there any other Mantris? Because even it may be shy in front of some other Mantris. So she's looking, is there any other Mantri looking out from outside, looking in the Kunj? She's looking all around. And I will look to see that no one is watching. And then, what will I do? Chumbani alakshitam avekshita. Alakshitam alakshitam avekshita. Avekshita. Alakshita means I will look, avekshita, I will look to see if anyone's looking. I will look to see if anyone's looking at me.
So I'm holding right around his feet.
Chumbami. I have some friends, because a lot of the Sankalpa Kalpa Druma, it's the Chumbani same, means exactly kiss. the same verses as Vihola Kusamanjali, which is Krishna's feet. Much 200 years old.
Holding Radharani's feet.
But there's a few verses,
pressing them to my breast.
Friends, he translated me like this. All these books in the English, the Dvaita Dharma. And I was discussing with him, and he said, unbelievable. He said, 80% of Sankalpa Kalpa Druma is just copycat. It's just almost the same as Raghunath Das's Vilap Kusamanjali. But there's some verses that are the unique, special visions and realizations of Vishwanath, and this is one of them. So this is quite an amazing meditation. Because as a Raghunuga Bhakta, our goal is to become a Mantri of Radharani, her maidservants, called Kinkari, or Paricharika, or Anukarani, many different names. So we usually say Mantri, Nityasakhi, Kinkari, maidservant. And this, just imagine, now if someone hears this and they say, oh, so what? It doesn't mean anything. That means they have no rag. They have no rag for rag marg. Because Raghunuga is based on taste. One has to have some by nature. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, in the first canto, there's a verse that says, who is this Bhagavatam for? Rasika Bhavuka. Rasika Bhavuka. There's these two words. So it doesn't mean, and the tikkas and commentaries there mean, because there's another verse, it says, Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. It says, Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. Firstly, this Bhagavatam, who can get value from the Srimad Bhagavatam? Who can enter into the deep teachings and rasa moods and ultimate conclusion of the Bhagavatam? He must be Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. Dharmo prochita kaitavocha, dharmo. It says, this Bhagavatam throws out all cheating religions, and this is for the paramo nirmatsaranam. Those men and women who are nirmatsarya. Matsarya means envy. Nir means they're free from envy, the non-envious. Then the next verse or two later, it says, this is for rasika bhavuka. So that means this book is for those that have taste. Rasa means taste, and bhavuka means feelings. It doesn't mean he's a ras. This Bhagavatam is for rasik bhaktas, that at the level of bhav. That is not what it means at all. Otherwise, why is the injunction there? Nashta, listen to this. Because many people I've heard give talks on this verse. Oh, this verse is explaining that the Bhagavatam can be relished or actually really understood only by rasiks and by babukas. But all the tikas don't say that. And it doesn't make sense. Because later in the Bhagavatam it says, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevya bhagavati tamashloke bhaktir bhavati nashtaki. So if you're a bhavuka, you're at the level of bhav, at the level of bhav and prem, then you can relish ras, bhakti ras and prem ras, at that level, because the five bhavas come together to produce ras. Stahi bhav, anubhav, sattvic bhav, you have a chari bhav, like this. So that's not what it means, because this verse is saying, if you listen, this is an injunction, you should hear this Bhagavatam every day as a sadhana, rose sadhana, daily practice, abhyas. Bhagavat Shravan Abhyas. Abhyas means daily practice. Yoga Abhyas. Yoga Abhyas. So this is Bhagavat Shravan Abhyas. To hear the Bhagavatam every day. And Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Anything inside of us, inside our mind, or in our karma, our papa karma, kuta bijam, aparabdha, anything that's Abhadra, which means not Bhadra. We have Subhadra. Means very auspicious. So abhadra means all the inauspiciousness that we brought with us with our bad karma and our bad karmic reactions. Nashta priyesha. Nashta means destroyed. Nashtoga. Nashta priyeshu abhadreshu. Nityam bhagavata sevya. Bhagavat yuttama shloke. Bhaktir bhavati nashtaki. So your bhakti, your Bhagavat Bhakti, your devotion to Krishna, will become nishta, will become fixed. So how if you're a Bhava Bhakta, relishing Ras, how is it you need to hear every day and get your devotion fixed? You're already liberated. So obviously, so the same thing, the Bhagavatam, many people read it, it does nothing for them. And they don't really get any value of it. Because they're not gentle in heart. They're hard-hearted. They're hard-hearted. They don't have sensitivity. That's why he says, someone that has feelings. There are many, many people that come to the fold of devotion to try, to practice. But their hearts are very hard. And they're not soft. So they really miss the point. They really don't get it. It doesn't catch with them. They don't really become bhaktas. They don't really develop devotion. And they often leave. So many come. Where are they now? Everyone I joined saw so many people. I don't know where they are now. How many Russians? If you've been a Russian devotee for 10 years, how many thousands come and thousands go? Prabhupada said himself, don't be surprised who goes. Be surprised who stays. Because it's sadurlabh. It's very rare and difficult. Because we're not rasika. We don't have bhava. We don't have feelings. So we can't develop these sensitivities and feelings, and we have a word in English, he's a connoisseur. Like somebody who served them some tasty food. How do you like, oh, it's okay, it's good. Someone else says, oh, this tastes like this. You know, rasika means a taster. Someone who can taste the fine points of life, art, music, feelings, emotions, exchanges, drama. This is rasika bhavuka. So therefore, applying that to this discussion, if someone hears about this, because these are books for sadhana bhakti, raganuga sadhana. They're specific books, specific practices. So if someone hears as a reza and says, "Oh, soham, you know, soham, you know, go to sleep," that means it's not time yet. There's no greed. There's, like if someone is very keen on learning some subject, say cooking, like some man or lady, many men cooks ladies, they have a knack for cooking. So then they're very good at it. And they're eager to learn more, new recipes. And I know one sannyasi, friend of mine, and he's a Gaudiya sannyasi. Very good cook. But he only cooks on special occasions. And he's been invited, he goes to different Brijvasi's houses, they invite him for pravachan programs, and they serve some prasad. And he says, oh, what is this? This is quite an amazing taste. What is this? And then the man says, well, you come, you know, my wife will show you how to make it or whatever, and I can show you. So then he goes and he learns all these Brijbasi preparations. He knows all these things. And that, he's a rasika. He has taste, interest in that, you know. Some people, they like to read philosophy and study. So they buy 1,000 books everywhere, from everywhere. They have a taste for it. You don't have to ask them, oh, please read. No, they just read day and night, they're reading. And some people have no appetite at all. I met so many devotees. Do you read? No. They say no. Okay, fine. Do you chat? Yeah. They say no to everything. Then they're not too well doing so well. So there must be something we have a taste for. So that this kind of subject, Raghunuga Bhakti is a very specific and refined taste. That I like this. I hear these type of things. I'm attracted. I want to be there. I want to be in the kunja. I want to hold Radharani's feet. I want to massage them. I want to smell them. I want to see them. I want to gaze them. I want to gaze upon them. Can you imagine how effulgent Radharani's toenails are, and that beautiful? Just meditate on that line where the golden top of Radharani's feet meets the naturally red bottom. You know, the feet are. It says in Vrindavan Mahimamrita. It says, Aruna talam upare goram, and then it describes Krishna. Aruna taram upare shamam. So Aruna means like the pink color of the right when the sun rises. Udilo Aruna purava bhage. Dvijamani gora amani jage. This is a song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Jeev jago, you know this jeev jago. So that beautiful, soothing but brilliant pinkish red glow of the sky, that's Aruna. So Aruna talam, the bottom of your feet is like this, but the top is shamam or goram, it's golden. So there's the foot is there, and there's a line. The gold comes down to a certain point. This is the top of the foot, and then the red comes up from the bottom, and they meet. And you can spend your whole life just meditating where they meet. Then the color. What is that red? When red and gold combine, what kind of color do they make? Then Radharani's toenails. There's so many descriptions of pearls and rubies and the brilliance. And that you have that prayer we all sing from Lord Shiva. Glorifying Radharani. Monindra Vinda Vandate Chiloka Shoka Harani Prasana Vakcha Pankajani Kunja Bhuvilasani Prajendra Bhanu Nandini Prajendra Suna Sangate Kadakarishyasyamam Kripakataksha Bhajanam. And you go down and you see Apara Siddhi. Apara siddhi riddhi digda satpadangali nake. Apara siddhi riddhi satpadangali nake. This is apara siddhi satpadangali. And your beautiful naka, the nails of your feet, unlimited mystic perfections. Siddhi and riddhi. Riddhi means opulence, wealth, money. So much opulence and so much perfections are there, and they're so effulgent, so para, it's all described. So it's such a beautiful thing. So this is how, here the intimacy of the manjari, how the manjari is, how intimate is with the feet. One sakhi, Krishna Sneha Adik Sakhi, Tonga Vidya, thinking about wanting to be a manjari or meditating what it's like and entering into that mood of manjari srupavesh. And okay, now I'm massaging, okay, fondling. But now, someone who is Radha Sneha Adik, like Vinod Valeri Manjari, Vishnu Chakravarti, how much more involved and how much more intimate and connected and confidential she is with Radharani. Kiss Radharani's feet. So now, I'm not sure what time. What time is it now? 5. Yeah, because this, I missed 45 minutes recording. So this it goes on because this verse we're giving the theme about rewards. How this verse gives some indication that the first reward someone gets is labdva dasyam tarati kripaya. Ati kripaya. Ati kripaya. Kripa means mercy, kindness, grace. Ati means excessive, lots of. Like we see Ati Sundari. Sometimes there's one of the thousand names of Radharani is Ati Sundari. Sundari. Sundari means beautiful, very beautiful. And Ati means a lot. She's really, 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 really beautiful. Excessive, unlimited, Ati. And then you can say Koti. It's Ati and Koti. Koti, Koti, Dandavats. Oh, Prabhu, Koti, Koti, Dandavats. Koti means millions. So Ati has that implication of unlimited amounts of beauty, Ati. So then, this is Ati Kripaya. Labdwa Dasyam. Labda means lobe, greed, attainment, labda. To attain, to acquire, to receive. Dasyam, the service, Radha Dasyam. Labdwa Radha Dasyam, Ati Kripaya. So if someone receives excessive mercy, lots of mercy, they come to understand that Gaudiya Vaishnava Dharma teaches the service of Radharani, Radhadasyam, and Gopi Bhav is a Manjari. This is it. This is a basic teaching, basic presentation. So that's a gift, that's a reward. If someone comes to that, gets that, that's by special mercy. If they pick up that, because that's really what's there in the books, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in all the books, if one reads and understands with proper association. So now he's saying that, okay, I've received this mercy, and now I'm so much mercy, I'm not only serving as a sadhaka, but now I'm a siddha, and I'm in the kunjas, in my meditation, my sporti, and I'm directly entered the lila pravesh. And so Radharani's so kind that she rewards me. I've attained her service, and then she rewards me with her prasad. So then it says here, it says in the verse, it says, Shri Radha Madhura, Shri Radhaya Madhura, Shri Radhaya Madhura, Madhura Uchishta. Uchishta, you must have heard this term if you've been around a while. Uchishta. Uchishta. That means the remnants, after someone eats something, it's called Uchishta. The remnants, like the pure devotees, food, he honors and leaves something that's called Vaishnava Uchishta, or Guru Prasadi, or Uchishta. So he's saying, Krishna's remnants, which he gave to Radharani, Radharani's giving to me, Shri Radhaya Madhura Madhura, Madhura Madhura Uchishta. So then the question is raised, why does Sripad call Radharani's food remnants with this term, sweeter than the sweet? Madhura Madhura, Krishna and Krishna Karanamrita, Bilva Mangala Thakur. One time while he was writing and doing his bhajan in Vrindavan, it's told that he lived in Vrindavan for 700 years, I've seen in some biographies. That's a long time. But at any rate, he did bhajan in Vrindavan near Brahma Kund, which is down by Rangaji and Govindaji temple, Vrindavan. And he wrote this famous book, Krishna Karanamrita, that book which fills the ears of Krishna with bliss, or any Krishna bhaktas. So there, once he had darshan of Krishna, and he was so overwhelmed while he was writing and doing bhajan, he became so overwhelmed that he couldn't even speak. And later he wrote down, he tried to recount and capture his experience in words and poetry. So it simply came out, Madhuram, 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 Madhuram. He said, Madhuram, 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 Madhuram. And like over and again. What did you see? I saw sweet, sweet. I saw sweet, 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 sweet. It's a total, because Krishna is Madhurya. He's Madhurya Purushottam. That's Krishna's. He is Madhurya Purushottam. He is the supreme person of sweetness, Uttam, topmost, Purusha person. He's a topmost embodiment, personification, and expression and form of transcendental, unlimited sweetness. Madhurya Purushottam, Sri Krishna ki jai. So he saw Krishna, Sri Banga Lalitam. Krishna's name is sweet, Krishna's prasadam is sweet, Krishna's dham is sweet, and that's when something like 300-400 years later, after having his own experiences, Vallabhacharya Mahaprabhu, he's the Mahaprabhu of the Vallabha Sampradaya, he wrote in his one song, Madhurastikam, Leela Madhura Yamuna Madhura Venu Madhura Gamitam Madhuram, you're coming, Gamitam means to come, Gamitam Madhuram Shristam Madhuram Uchishta Madhuram, your remnants are sweet, your Venu is sweet, your Yamuna is sweet. Madhuradipaterakilam Madhuram, Madhuradipaterakilam Madhuram, Madhuram. Hasitam Madhuram Galitam, Madhuram Hasitam, Madhuram Hasitam. Your Hasitam, your laughter. Hasitam means smile. Hasita means laughter, is very sweet. So when Bill Longa Thakur had darshan of sweetness personified and beautiful, attractive posture and feature, he said, Madhuram, Madhuram, Madhuram. So we'll continue tomorrow to find out why Shripad calls Radharani's remnants or food as Shri Radhaya Madhura Madhura Uchishta. Have we ever had the remnants of Radharani? If you worship Radha and Krishna, then you get the remnants every day because you offer to Krishna. And then Radharani eats Krishna's remnants, Krishna's remnants, which now become mixed with Radharani's remnants. So then Yugo Prasad, Radha Govinda Yugo Prasadi, Uchishta or Prasadi, Mahaprasad, comes down to us. From Guru, goes to Radharani, to Guru, to us. So relishing. So is it sweet? Yeah, I hope so. Because if you're always taking sweetness, and you become very sweet, even mosquitoes can tell that. You know mosquito, machar? Because if you eat lots of sweets, your blood becomes sweet. And they're attracted to the fragrance from your body. It gives a little sweetness, so they like to land on your skin and bite you. If two people are sitting right next to each other, they're both Indians. They're both same weight, same size, everything. One likes salty. He likes salty things and doesn't eat sweets. The other one likes too much sweets. All the mosquitoes are on top of the guy that likes sweets. I've seen it. It's proven, scientifically proven. And you ever been with any friends and they say, oh, why are all the mosquitoes coming to me? And then you can say, do you like sweets? Well, yeah, who doesn't? No, but you really like sweets. So the Krishna is like this. He's so sweet, you can't resist. That's what Krishna's Kaviraj says in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's describing prema, the experience of the premi bhakta. When he's having loving reciprocation with Krishna in the course of his intimate sangha with Krishna in seva or meditation, he's saying that this Krishna prema, this experience of this prema ras that Krishna is showering into my heart and pouring into my bathing, Krishna's bathing my mind with his prema ras, and he's pouring this prema ras into my heart, and he's enveloping. Krishna is enveloping my entire being with prema ras. And all I can say is, this prema ras is like, it's like hot sugarcane juice. Garam gana ras. Hot sugarcane juice. Do you know sugarcane juice? You know, they put the thing, green color. This prema ras is like hot sugarcane juice. It's too hot to drink, but it's too sweet to resist. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Ki Jai Ho. So this is prema. So that is our goal. Prema Se Ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Right? So by the grace of the Lord, we'll meet again tomorrow. We have Harinam. Everyone's invited. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Prabhadananda Saraswati Pada ki jai, Shri Kartik Devi Radharani ki jai, Shyama Kanradakundi Govardhana ki jai.